In today's gospel, the Lord teaches that we should be vigilant for his unexpected coming. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. Are we all familiar with the phrase, "Good things come to those who wait"? Everybody heard that phrase, right? Does anybody believe it? I'm a very, very impatient man. I like things to happen right away. I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting for anything. I'm like, go, 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 get it done, get it done. I'll give you an example. My wife, you know, and I, we bought a house in Hudson 12, 13 years ago, and we have a cape, and in the back on the first floor were two bedrooms. I nonchalantly said to her one day, I said, "You know, wouldn't it be nice someday if we knocked down these walls and made one big room?" She said, "Yep, that would be nice someday." Well, I heard someday, someday's today. My wife and my daughter and my son-in-law were living at the house at the time, waiting for their house. They went out for the day. Well, by the time they got home, I had all the support studs up, the wall knocked down, and ready to go, because I did not want to wait. And I know my wife. She said someday, that means 6 months down the road. I did not want to wait 6 months down the road. So I'm very impatient, and I don't like to wait. Does anybody else here like to wait for anything? Who said that? Somebody said, I don't like to wait, right? We're all impatient sometimes. What about when you're in line at Market Basket or Shaw's or, you know, Hannaford? You like waiting in line? Isn't it aggravating when you're like four people deep? And yes, the cashier is very friendly, and she's talking to everybody about their day and their family and everything. And I'm in the back, and we just please hurry up. You know, scan the stuff, take the card, let's get the heck out of here. Let's go, 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 go. We don't like to wait, typically. But there's things that we do while we're waiting to get us through the anxiety of waiting, right? When you're in that line, you hope, I'm just going to go on Facebook and write about this. Or, how many love going to work in the morning? You just can't wait to get there, right? Yeah, sure. And you get up, and you have your routine, go in the shower, you know, comb your hair, buff your head, whatever you want to do. But it's a routine that we get in when we're waiting for things. We get into a routine waiting. We wait to go here, we wait to go there, but there's things we do beforehand while we're waiting. What are we waiting for right now, starting today? What are we waiting for right now, and how are we preparing for that? Well, first, today is the first Sunday of Advent, right? A time of prayer, a time of waiting, and a time of preparation. But what are we waiting for? Two things. The first, We're waiting for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're waiting to celebrate that on Christmas Day. And how are we preparing for that? How are we waiting? Well, I can probably answer for myself and maybe a lot of us here today. Here's how we're preparing. We're looking at the sale papers. We're waiting for the commercials to find that perfect gift to give to our grandkids or our kids or our spouses. We're planning our meals. We're planning our get-togethers. And those are all good things, and they're okay. But is that our central focus in our waiting for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ? What should we be doing to prepare for that? Prayer. Prayer. Asking Jesus to come into our hearts, come into our minds, so that on that Christmas day when he is born, that we recognize it and we know it. Preparing our relationship with Christ. And the way to do that is in prayer. To develop a relationship with Christ through prayer. Having conversations with him, sitting with him, allowing him to enter our hearts and our minds so that on that Christmas day, we will know that our Savior is born. Preparation while we wait for that. You're not going to find his birth in Walmart. You're going to find his birth in our hearts if we prepare properly in our waiting. What is the other thing we're waiting for during this Advent season? His second coming. The coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how do we prepare for that? Prayer. But through confession. Removing our sins so that we take down that wall, that barrier, that weight that keeps us from Christ. Remember, it is in our own sin that we stay away from Christ. Christ does not stay away from us. We stay from him. So in preparing for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, we go to confession. And during this Advent season, we're going to have opportunity to do that, to prepare for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because as the gospel says, we do not know the time or the place. Which do you want to be? I know which one I want to be. I want to be the one that was raised up to heaven, not the guy left in the field. I want to be the woman who was raised up to heaven, not the one that was left by the grinding mill. And the only way we can do that is through preparation, through a good waiting period, and to be patient with ourselves, and to develop that relationship with Christ. But it doesn't have to end just in Advent, right? We go through the 4 weeks, Christmas. Okay, I'm done praying. I don't have to do this anymore. I made it through. I recognize Jesus at his birth. No, we still don't know when Jesus is coming. So it doesn't end at Advent. It continues every single day of our lives to continue that relationship with Christ through prayer, through confession. Because we do not know the day or the time of the second coming of our Lord and Savior. And we do not know the day and time of our own death. God bless.